She thought that they would never recognize each other if they met. He flipped ahead to a whirligig of a man milking a cow. He'd read only the chapter on supplies. He knew he should have tried building one in Chicago, but he hadn't. Once his probation officer had convinced Brent's parents that the trip might help him, he'd been in a rush to leave. He eyed his blue backpacker's pack on the rack and felt separate from all the other passengers. Their luggage held shirts and pants. His held slabs of plywood, a saw, a hand drill, dowels, brass rods, pliers, a quart of varnish, nails, paints. He watched his pack closely, dreading his tools spilling out. He'd probably be accused of making bombs. He imagined replying with the truth, that he was a builder of whirligigs. Why not? No one knew anything about him. Here was a chance not simply to alter his past as he'd done in school, but to actually live a different life. He tried out the words in his head. I'm a traveling whirligig maker. It was an interim identity tied to his previous life. He would cast it off soon, but in favor of what? He was lodged in his own chrysalis, but had no idea what he was turning into. They passed through Preston, then Issaquah. The old man next to Brent was still sleeping. In 24 hours, they hadn't exchanged 10 words. He observed two women in front of him exclaiming over wallet photos and marveled at how naturally some people spun lines of connection, turning a world of strangers into family.